Let's talk to our first guest. It is director Vanessa Lapa, and she's here to talk about her new film, Schwer Goes to Hollywood. This opens tonight at Film Forum in New York City, and it will open on November 5th in Los Angeles. Vanessa, welcome to the show. I'm a big history buff, and I read Inside the Third Reich. It was an amazing book. And Albert Speer was a very interesting guy, to say the least. Yes, to say the least. He was sort of like
the one,
like, quote unquote, normal guy in there, but he had his crimes on his list as well. But what was the genesis behind this film, Vanessa?
What I tried to do is to let Speer undiscover himself in his own words, and everything is here to serve that purpose. So the viewer would think and feel whatever he feels, but only through Speer.
You know, Rick, you're going to go nuts with this movie. Everybody will. This is a really remarkable film. And Vanessa's right. She does. She lets him kind of hang himself because he got through the Nuremberg trials and somehow made it out alive, which he shouldn't have, in my opinion, but he did. And he wrote Inside the Third Reich while he was there, the book you talk about. But this is a Nazi war criminal. So how did you manage to make a movie knowing what you do about him?
You know, it is interesting what you are saying, because I didn't know that much about him. I knew he was a war criminal. To me, he was this fascistic, megalomaniac architect. While researching, I learned the whole slave labor part. So it was also I discovered a lot while doing the research and then while editing. So I think that the process that one can see in the film is the process that I've been through.
Yes, and with Speer, who was put in charge of munitions and infrastructure near the end of the war and did have those millions and millions of slave laborers, which is, of course, one of his biggest crimes, but Hitler took to him because of the architecture and their idea of Germania and to have the giant Fuchshalle with the giant dome, and they started tearing out big parts of Berlin to have this vision. How close did they get, do you think, to seeing their vision of Germania replace Berlin as the capital?
I think that they got close, but not close enough, because Hitler was Hitler, and at a certain point, the only thing he wanted is to conquer the world. So it stopped all their creative aims. Oh, aspiration.
Mm-hmm. It's obvious you are not from, you're not American. Where are you from, Vanessa?
I apologize for the accent. I was born
in
Belgium. I was born and raised in Belgium.
Are you a Walloon? Are you Flemish or are you a Walloon?
I am Flemish because I was born and raised in Antwerp, but because I'm coming from a Jewish family, the mother tongue was French.
Uh-huh.
You got nothing but guts, girl. Do you know that I got to tell the audience here, and Rick, she showed it in Israel. This movie is so complicated, and as a Jew, it makes you feel really upset. But at the same time, there's so much insight about this Nazi war criminal who was this great architect and incredible writer. I mean, Inside the Third Reich, which he wrote, is the book about the Third Reich. It really is. So I found myself very conflicted. So she shows it in Israel because of the pandemic, and she was living there. I mean, really, Vanessa, you got some guts.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you know that surprisingly, the audience in Israel is reacting to it very, very good. They were, you know, we had a few Academy screenings because there was the Israeli Academy Award, which, by the way, Speer won for Best Documentary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And the audience is for the moment reacting really, really good. But there mm-hmm. are those people who coming out and they are crying and screaming and saying, how can you show him like a human being? How can you let him talk? He should have been hung. I said, mm-hmm. okay, I understand your emotions, but I think he was a human being. And it's important for all of us to realize that those were human beings like you and me, and they made choices.
They did, and I think Speer is really the ultimate example of a brilliant mathematician who had really no political bent and who was brought in, sucked in, and how easy you can take a brilliant person and brainwash him. And I loved Inside the Third Reich when he would talk about people sitting around the Berghof and they would just watch movies all night and then they would all get drunk. And I'm like, this is supposed to be the regime that's trying to take over the world. And so I've always been fascinated with Speer because he's a guy who, as Jan said, turned into a war criminal who didn't start off like that. And I think that's really the warning that we think people are that they're maniacs, but people can be turned into maniacs.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more, and I agree with you that mm-hmm. Speer was an opportunistic guy without any ideology except himself. Mm-hmm. It was his own agenda, and he could have been, you know, a fascist, a communist. He would have been whatever. Whatever would make him bigger, stronger, and pursue the career any career that would make him as big as possible. It was all about mm-hmm. him.
Wow, it's so relevant to today.
So relevant.
We have to look out for those people.
Yeah, it's so relevant today, yeah. And it's so dangerous and so easy to, you know, to fall into this pattern. And the parallels of today are, to me at least, are frightening because it's a leader who really didn't see anything else except himself.
Yes. We want to recommend Speer Goes to Hollywood. It's going to be opening tonight at the Film Forum in New York City. It's going to be at the Lamley Town Center in Los Angeles on November 5th. Other cities will follow, and we have been talking to the award-winning director, Vanessa Lapa, from Belgium. And congratulations on the film, Vanessa. We really appreciate
congratulations.
It.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I hope people can see this. I hope people will find this. It's really something.
Thank you so much. I appreciate, and it's been a pleasure and an honor. Thank you.
Merci
Thank
beaucoup.
You, sweetie.
De rien.
De rien. De rien
My pleasure.
De rien aussi.